I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Berlin, to my good colleague Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a veteran reporter of the Middle East and especially of the profound challenges of the Gaza Strip, of the West Bank, of Israel and the Palestinians for decades, entangled in what appears to be a feud that is never ending. We now have the events of these last hours at Sharm el-Sheikh, a resort in Egypt, in which the gathering of world leaders was very impressive for the signing of a document that remains, as of yet, non-transparent. The photographs from the Gaza Strip, which you've all seen on the front covers of newspapers, and you will see again, describes a landscape in which thousands of people ant-walking up a road that is uncovered, a beach on one side and a wasteland on the other, are headed towards what appears to be an apocalyptic landscape in the future of broken towers and rubble. That is Gaza City. And the promise here is peace, but peace with what? Peace without an economy, peace without a way to feed yourselves, peace with the unclear pathway of the original problem, which is Hamas. Judy, we could both go on about the backstory here, but your immediate impression is important to me because you've known so much of this landscape for so long. Right now, the prospects are buoyant for peace, but I'm reluctant, and I hear reluctant voices. How do you regard the present conditions in Gaza and the terms of what we know about the ceasefire? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you for having me on your show. Okay, first of all, Gaza. As you rightly say, so many Gazans who were forced to flee so many times over the past 2 years, they're returning to their so-called homes, which are in fact destroyed. There's no infrastructure, there's no water, there's no education, there's no kind of health facilities. Everything is destroyed, but they have a resilience and determination to go home what they still claim is their home. This is the first thing. Secondly, this ceasefire is it's very difficult to gauge it. On the one hand, the Israeli army are pulling back a little. On the other hand, it is so treacherous in Gaza at the moment because Hamas fears for its life and it's holding on to its I don't know about the heavy weapons so far, but certainly small weapons. And there's another plan now fighting with Hamas for control of the Gaza Strip. And it's a very, very nasty situation. And the third thing is, you know, whether all these trucks carrying much aided food will get in to feed the Gazans and not be hijacked by Hamas or these clans. The point is Hamas is still there, it's still armed, and it hasn't given up its struggle. So this is one of the points. The second point, which hasn't been aired at all, and President Trump didn't mention it, is what happens to the West Bank. The West Bank, there's at least 650,000 Jewish settlers there. They're living on illegally occupied land. They continue to take over more Palestinian land. And any talk of a two-state solution for Palestinians, giving them a viable state, is simply just not possible at the moment, given that this issue of the settlers has not been addressed. Whether this is going to be phase two or phase three, we don't know. But the settlers, for the moment, can actually do what they like with the connivance of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, unless President Donald Trump steps in as he did over Gaza.
The Arab states are watching. The non-Arab Islamic states are watching. And there was reporting of them participating in some fashion in the ceasefire. The two that are bobbed to the top are Doha for Qatar, the scene of negotiations and also an airstrike by Israel against what are said to be leadership for the Hamas in a residence hotel in Doha. the other being Saudi Arabia. Can you sense either at Doha or Riyadh whether there's a new day, new page, turn the page, or whether this is just business as usual?
I don't think it could be business as usual, because Trump has stepped in very heavily, saying that the United States isn't going to foot all the bill for the reconstruction of Gaza. And secondly, he wants the Arab countries, Qatar, as you mentioned, Saudi Arabia and Egypt, to play a major role in not so much rebuilding Gaza, which is very important, but trying to figure out how the Gaza Strip is going to be governed. And there's now talk about the discredited, corrupt Palestinian Authority, which is based in the West Bank, that they may have a role. But heavens above, the Arab countries are very, very circumspect, very cautious about taking over a kind of new role as supervising the reconstruction and the political organization of Gaza. And so much now depends on what President Trump is going to do. And indeed, the former British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, who really has worked non-stop to be the kind of new boss over Gaza, and his reputation is rather sullied, given that he absolutely supported the Bush administration in bombing Iraq. He's not the most popular figure to take over Gaza. He wants this job. It's an unenviable job, but there are Arab countries that may want this as well. So this is another aspect of this Gaza so-called post-war, it's very fragile at the moment, of how this is going to pan out.
The EU, and especially Germany, watching the events and the unknowns in Gaza as well. I ask you to generalize, which is impossible given the different sovereignties, but is there a moment here where people are waiting for a best outcome, or is there right away objection to what we don't know and what can go wrong?
Let's put the positive spin on it. I mean, there's certainly a relief when you read the German newspapers that actually President Trump has delivered the first element of a peace peace in Gaza. We'll see in the coming days if Israel is going to get jittery again. And remember, John, not all the dead bodies have been recovered and sent back to Israel. And so this is kind of a sticking point and a diplomatic issue that Washington will have to step in for. It's a problem because, as one former Israeli ambassador told me recently, it's not quite sure where the dead bodies are. They may be under the rubble, but also the various factions that had held the hostages before. So that's going to be an issue. But to get back to your question, the Europeans are just relieved that America has come in, given the anti-Israeli demonstrations, the pro-Palestinian demonstrations across Europe, given the vulnerability of the Middle East, given the threat of more refugees and migration. But I must say, apart from helping to financially rebuild Gaza, the Europeans are bystanders.
The Europeans are watching Donald Trump correctly present the possibility of peace. But the opinion of Donald Trump heretofore, I generalize, has not been first rate. In fact, Donald Trump is often disregarded. Is there a reconsideration underway, or is it too early?
I think there's a trend that you see Donald Trump, President of the United States, doing foreign policy on the one hand, and President Donald Trump doing domestic policy on the other hand, which is very, how would you say, quite disturbing for Europeans to see the army going into cities, in major cities in the United States, and what he's doing to welfare, what he's doing to Medicare, what he's doing to education, what he's doing to downsizing all the ministries. But that's a domestic issue. And somehow the Europeans, yes, they can criticize Trump and praise themselves with the great social welfare system. But what they're focusing now on at the moment is the foreign policy issue. And actually, there's a sense that Trump does deserve some credit for ramming home this Gaza peace agreement and really being very, very tough with Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, as he has been with Armenia and Azerbaijan, as he has been with other conflicts as well. This is a man that doesn't carry baggage. This is a man that wants things done, and ideology doesn't get in the way. He wants things done as efficiently as possible. And if you don't cooperate, well, then I shall move in and insist that you do. There's a price to pay if you don't.
Yes, that is generally an opinion that the European opinion is generally the American opinion among those who are not devoted followers of Donald Trump. We're going to turn to the European matters because there's another big story right now, maybe even bigger, about trade, about the world economy, and about China. Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, she's in Berlin.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.